the best of the worst. It's Trainwreck Tuesday with Mad Radio on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
We do it every week at this time, Tuesdays at 7:40, the most interesting sound from the football and sometimes other sports. We do have one basketball one mixed in this morning. Let's start with Nick Saban. After Alabama cruises by A&M on Saturday in Tuscaloosa, Nick Saban wants the media to do his job for him.
You know, one thing I'd like to say to everybody, and I don't want to get into the rat poison again, but you know, we got a good team, but our team needs to do a lot of things to improve. And if what our team has accomplished to this point makes them in any way not take into account the kind of teams that we have to play in the future, and they underestimate what we need to do to improve so that we can become a better team, and don't just take things for granted, that we're going to show up because we got an Alabama uniform on and win the game. It's not going to happen that way. And it's going to be everybody's choice in the organization. All right, so I'd appreciate it if you would, you know, sort of look at some of the things we didn't do so well, and write about that. So maybe I can show it to the players and say, look here, man. Here's something you can do better. All right, see you later.
I like, you know what? Even though, because he's kind of doing that tongue-in-cheek, that's a sign of the end. For Alabama, they've gotten a little too high on the hawk now. They're an unstoppable. They're the Death Star. But they're not even the Death Star. They're like the Death Star without the little way to destruct it by flying up. Spoiler alert: you can fly up the Death Star's anus and kill it from the center.
They have no
anus. This team.
Look, it was a giant space station that needed to have some sort of ventilation shaft, and it just happened to have a ventilation
shaft.
That's
what it is. You know what they've done? It's the Death Star, and they've plugged up that shaft with a quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa has plugged up the hole in the Death Star. My God. Nick Saban.
I'm no fan of Alabama, but Paul and I are on the same page. Tua has made Alabama so much more fun to watch.
They're incredible. I mean, they're a work of art. It is, to me, a lot like watching the New England Patriots every single Sunday. They're amazing. Stop giving me that look.
No,
they're
beautiful football. I'm giving Mike that look.
Oh, okay.
Like, Paul and I are on the same page. They've made Alabama. Like, what am I over here, like, talking about how boring Alabama
hates
is?
Are you on the same page? What? Joining us on this page. Will you join us on this page?
What page? Like,
the page that Tua makes...
Look. I don't want to... Look, maybe it's politically incorrect, but Alabama's really good. What the hell is that?
I am rooting for Alabama now. That is how much I like them. I feel now that we might have a really tough football season where every single football team that I like is terrible except for Syracuse, and they're going to get skull murdered on Saturday against Clemson. So I need something. I need something to enjoy for the rest of this year. It is amazing how well they played. And something else really quickly. I know we got to move on to the next one. But there's something about being in a place like Tuscaloosa and the idea of the collective good when you're in the sports media there, where Saban's being tongue-in-cheek for the most part there. But not entirely tongue-in-cheek.
He actually wants him to.
I think he thinks it's part of the beat reporter's job to make sure that there's bulletin board material for the rest of his team.
Since you two are aligned in this fight to gain Alabama some respect as a football team.
Finally.
I think you need to do this. What you actually really need to think about doing is go ahead. If you guys want to make a name for yourself in this business, you need to skip Bayless your way to greatness. Just as he took on LeBron James.
Oh.
Or like it seems like Colin Coward's trying to do it with Baker Mayfield. Like Colin's in heaven because he's like, oh, I'm really relevant now. I've got a duel with Baker Mayfield. You, Mike, you need to be the man, the one brave enough man to talk about Nick Saban being like overrated or something, some nonsense like this. Point it all out. Maybe unearth an allegation here or there, and you'll be despised, but you'll make $5 million a year.
Nick's approach of being the LeBron guy has worked out pretty well. How about I'm the Alabama guy? Is there a real giant Alabama ass kisser? It seems like everyone seems to generally agree that they are the enemy because of how good they are, unless they're in, it's like Paul in Alabama.
There needs to be somebody that takes on, because there's things,
they aren't that good.
There are things to criticize Nick Saban about, but so what? Mike, maybe then the opposite would be Mike needs to become the guy that just attacks Nick Saban's detractors. Like, when anybody criticizes Nick Saban at all for anything, even when Nick Saban's clearly in the wrong, like when he stepped over that injured player in Miami, like, Mike has to point out that that injured player got hurt, and that was his fault.
Trainwreck Tuesday, Earl Thomas had two picks, and he bowed to the sideline of the Cowboys in Seattle's win against Dallas, but it's a weird deal right now because he is just openly very unhappy with Seattle. And here's Earl Thomas after the game.
I need to make sure my body is, 100. And I'm investing myself. Now, if they was investing in me, I would be out there practicing. But if I feel like anything, I don't give a damn if it's small. I got a headache. I'm not practicing. But I don't want that to be taken the wrong way. I know I'm going to be fine. But that's just where I'm at with that.
Do you expect to get fined?
I probably will. Definitely. They're definitely going to tax me.
Have they told you that?
I'm sure I'll have a slip in my life.
Boy, this is such a weird situation. You feel like it has to end at some point here quickly.
I think there's one thing, and Dwayne Brown last year when he came back into the fold was not a happy camper, and he that was some of the leverage that he could use and exert on the organization, and it ends up working, especially in football where we're so obsessed and paranoid about distractions. Oh my god, we can't have a distraction. This guy's distracted. What are we gonna, oh god, distraction, all is lost. Then he's a huge distraction right now, and more importantly, and this is what they also hate in football, he's setting a bad example for the youth. Oh my gosh. He's setting a bet. You gotta get him out of here. They should have traded him. Like, the fact that Earl Thomas survived the purge of veterans is kind of curious, just because why bother keeping him around? If you're going to get rid of all your old great players, and Earl Thomas is definitely on his way out next year anyway, why not just sever ties completely? I feel like this is like...
trade or extend.
Earl Thomas is that molar that's just hanging by a thread, and it's painful and bloody, and you just got to go ahead and pull it out.
Ow. Train wreck Tuesday. Clay Matthews not happy with the state of the roughing the passer penalty in the NFL.
Like I said last week, the NFL's gonna come back, so I put my body on him. But that's a football play. I hit him from the front, got my head across, wrapped up. I've never heard of anybody tackling somebody without any hands. When he gives himself up, as soon as you hit him, your body weight's gonna go on him. But I think we're looking for the hits. That took Aaron out last year, that little extra. If I wanted to hurt him, I could have. I could have put, some extra on him. But, that's football. So, I don't know. I really don't know. Unfortunately, this league's going in a direction I think a lot of people don't like. I think they're getting soft. And, the only thing hard about this league is the fines that they levy down on guys like me who play the game hard.
How big of a deal is this roughing the passer penalty going to be? Is this going to be like the refs were 4 years ago, where it's going to be a huge national topic every week?
You're seeing everyone talk about it. J.J. Watt weighed in on it. Jason Witten yesterday, apparently during the broadcast, said that the NFL's gotten a little bit to the left when it comes to the roughing the
left
passer.
Wing.
Alex Smith himself. Alex Smith, and who was the first one that Clay Matthews sacked the first time? It was
who did he sack last week? They played with Kirk Cousins.
It was Kirk Cousins, right. Kirk Cousins defended him, too. Like, quarterbacks, Kurt Warner has defended Clay Matthews in this, because quarterbacks are looking at this and thinking, like, man, this is making us look really soft if this isn't acceptable. The part that I'm confused about, and the part that why I'm so confused that the NFL backed up the Kirk Cousins hit, was that the way it was always explained to me, because this has been a rule for a while, it's just a point of emphasis this year, it's that there's, like, a second action that you, like, consciously try to put all your weight on it. And you can usually see it with a little bit of, like, a hip thrust almost, that you're trying to position your weight on top of him. In both those Clay Matthews hit, that wasn't there. So I can appreciate the rule, which it makes sense that when you see it, you know it. It's kind of like the Supreme Court rule for a definition of pornography. You know it when you see it. Like, you know it when you see it, and neither of those Clay Matthews looked anything like any extra effort to put his weight on top of the quarterback.
Another person who weighed in on this, Ben Roethlisberger, last night. Ben Roethlisberger said there's a lot of them and that viewership could be affected by it. I don't want to criticize the officiating, especially when you're talking about a penalty that helps the quarterback out, but I was surprised at the first one.
And you know,
who's not watching the NFL because of roughing the passer?
Like, in what quarterbacks are thinking, well, you're not. It's one extra thing. It's all the NFL can only withstand so many blows to its reputation, I suppose. And like, this is like one extra thing where you're saying, like, oh, first we got this issue, then we got that issue. Now you can't hit a quarterback cleanly and legally at all. Because I still buy, even with the current rules, Those are legal hits. It's not being called properly or interpreted properly. Those are, under the current rules, those are legal hits, and yet they keep getting flagged.
You think Clowney and Merciless aren't playing well. I think they're just ahead of the curve. They just don't want to rack up penalties. Yeah. That's the deal. Here's a snippet of Kawhi Leonard's press conference introducing himself to the Toronto Raptors fans. Take a close look.
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
People are saying that that laugh is just creepy and weird. I like that laugh a lot.
Can we just isolate that laugh?
What's wrong with that laugh?
I really like
that laugh. Is it weird?
That second part. What was that? Has anyone heard Kawhi Leonard laugh before?
No, they haven't heard him laugh, and that's why they're saying it's weird. I don't think it's weird. I think coming from anybody else, that doesn't sound like a laugh. I think people are freaked out because they liked thinking about Kawhi Leonard as like, oh yeah, he's just this. So he's a good lad, and he shows up and he plays hard and he does everything Popovich tells him to. And you know what? They don't like that Kawhi Leonard is an actual human being that doesn't like everything that Popovich does to him, and that he also laughs at times. Go screw yourselves, everybody. They wanted to create this myth of Kawhi Leonard that was just like, well, yeah, he'll do whatever you ask, and he'll do as he's told, because that's what good lads do. And no. Kawhi Leonard will slap you in the face and then sleep with your mama. That's what I'll do.
Oh, wow.
You know, laugh while he's doing it.